com.
The deal last night was a terrible deal. The Washington establishment sold the American people down the river. It provided no relief for the millions of people who are hurting because of Obamacare. The deal we got last night was a lousy deal. There's an old saying that politics, it ain't beanbag. And, you know, I'm not serving in office because I desperately needed 99 new friends in the U.S. Senate.
Wow. So once again, Senator Ted Cruz has spoken, and he says it's you and me that pay in the end because of affordable health care, a.k.a. Obamacare. Heritage Foundation's Jim DeMint says we're going to keep fighting. And remember, as a senator, he had a lot of power, and he made some important friends on the Hill, and he's going to try to weave that all in this big fight to still go after health care. And that's where we are now today, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As I said, the Republicans, if they were smart, the way it's looking in some areas anyway, if affordable health care is going to unravel the way that it's being billed as unraveling, and not just the glitches, forget the glitches in the system, but just what the premiums are going to be and what the actual coverage is going to be, if it's going to be so horrific, I think that it's one of those cases where then let it unfold, and once it unfolds, the Republicans would reap the benefits of it. So trying to defund it and blocking the budget process pretty much and doing the same with the debt ceiling really didn't do much except for throw more bad money after bad money. It used to say it's you're throwing bad money after good money. I think it's bad money after bad money, because that's what we keep doing. We keep drowning in a sea of debt. And there is no doubt with pushing up the debt ceiling that we're over $16 trillion, and why even have a debt ceiling? Because it just keeps getting busted open every single time. There is no responsibility there. There has to be ultimately a budget. There are technical problems with the Obamacare stuff. A House committee is already looking into those problems with the website, including contractors that were paid hundreds of millions of dollars to create it. And, of course, it was a nightmare. That was the biggest blunder of all, that the rollout wasn't smooth because there were so many things wrong with the website, really. But the glitches aren't the thing that would take down the Democrats. The thing that would take down the Democrats when it comes to health care would be people who are going to be hit with much higher premiums and less coverage, in a sense. In other words, having to pay for more coverage, just infuriating the people who already liked the health care that they had. So now as we roll through those two scenarios, we got 3 months to tee up this new budget deal. And they better be on that driving range, because will we be at this again in January? Will we be talking about another partial shutdown? Or do you think they learned their lesson and they won't get this close to it again? Is it any kind of deal that we could possibly have? Let's just cut a deal because we need to make a deal. It's crazy. How about more thought and care goes into this? Form bipartisan committees, not a super committee when you're already over the barrel. Committees now and looking at this to get it done. And then in the future, just go right into it. Don't even wait, because apparently it's a process that just doesn't happen smoothly. There's a lack of agreement with funding and cutting what's being cut. So that has to take place for us to actually really say, hey, we have a budget. There's a budget, and the budget's being passed on time. Can you believe it? Wouldn't it be a while to be able to say that? I think so. I always say that here on America Tonight, it wouldn't be a week on America Tonight if we weren't talking about some kind of crazy turn that somebody's had with the weather. You know, whether it's fires or floods or some hurricane or some other natural disaster. And actually, I really haven't been talking about that too much this past week. But there was, you know, with the good comes the bad. While all this was going on in Washington and people were tuning out to the back and forth, in Texas, people were getting clobbered with weather. I mean, so much so that you've got now lots of floods in areas like Austin, Texas, which is the hipster city. People come and they want to go to the hill country. And while you weren't looking and the target was really Washington, the Mother Nature moment was in the Lone Star State because of the massive amounts of rain. Even though it's interesting, the lakes, because of a drought, are still desperate for more water. But the floods were terrible, terrible floods. People desperately trying to, even in some cases, put up sandbags, but, you know, it was too late. And in some cases, you know, waist-high water, because it just kept coming down, and wasn't draining in some areas. So that was our moment that we haven't even hit on at this point when it comes to, you know, the lady that we can't control as to what catastrophe could possibly befall us, what could possibly happen. The one thing that did happen that was a good thing as a result of the government being reopened because people were back to work is the fact that the markets flew open in a very big way. Because remember, markets tank on bad news no matter what it is, rumor, sometimes crazy innuendo, whatever. It's pretty much the same thing there. But the markets soared to some pretty record highs because the government was open and didn't hit that debt ceiling. And as expected, if it had gone the other way, I guarantee we would have been talking about a huge tank and how much money have you lost in the 401k or whatever it might be. But instead, the markets corrected in a way. Corrected. That's not the word they would use. There's a different term for that. But the markets went up big time. And it was because of the good news of the government being reopened and furloughed workers going back to work. So it was all green numbers, if you will, with a very, very big S&P 500 hitting a record high after the government kicks back open. And while it looked like we were going into that default mode, we didn't. So instead, where the S&P shot up to was 1,733 points, which is huge from where it is, or from where it was starting the day. So surged well over 1% following the news. Wow. That is good news. But you know how that is. It only lasts so long, and then something else takes it in a different direction. All right, stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, it's downhearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose.
The agency that put America's credit rating on watch the other day explicitly cited all of this, saying that our economy remains more dynamic and resilient than other advanced economies, and that the only thing putting us at risk is, and I'm quoting here, repeated brinksmanship. Some of the same folks who pushed for the shutdown and threatened default claimed their actions were needed to get America back on the right track, to make sure we're strong. But probably nothing has done more damage to America's credibility in the world, our standing with other countries, than the spectacle that we've seen these past several weeks.
All right, so the president puts the blame on Congress, talking about the frustration and the fallout of it all. And what does it mean? It means, some think, a victory for the Democrats and the president, who blocked the Republican efforts to curtail, let's say, the Affordable Health Care Act. And remember, conservatives had made some curbs on the health law a condition of funding some of the federal agencies, and we know the drama that unfolded after that. We witnessed it for the 16-plus days. Now the other poke in the eye is, in about four or five states, they're talking about the people who were furloughed getting paid twice because they filed for unemployment benefits, got them, and they'll be able to keep the benefits. In some cases, they're trying to figure this out and get the back pay. So that's like overtime. It's like overtime pay. Let's go to RC, who is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, RC.
Hello, my dear. How are you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Well, I'm really sad. I'm going to have to stop listening to you.
You are?
Well, yeah, our great president told us that we need to not listen to the pundits and do that. So, I mean, I'm in tears.
You're not going to listen to what he's saying. I know it.
And buffaloes fly. No, no. I couldn't. I don't believe whatever he says anymore. Anyway.
So, there you go.
just a brief thoughts in my brain. Christie ought to just come out and say, okay, I'm going to change parties. I'm going to become a Democrat. That would solve my issues with him.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I mean, is that really fair? You got to be honest about this. There's no way. How do you give all of that to somebody who's in the country illegally? But what about the kid down the street that grew up in New Jersey who is working three jobs, the ice cream place, as a lifeguard, as whatever? What does he get? He doesn't get that leg up. That's not right.
I don't know if it came to fruition in California, but when they did that and adjusted the rates for, you know, it didn't matter if you was a resident.
Right.
If you were illegal.
Yeah.
Their rates were going to be cheaper than a guy who lives in California.
I know.
It's asinine.
Yeah, it is. It is asinine. It's wrong. It's just not right. Nope.
No. So, I mean, you know, not to me now, I've got no more bricks in the fire, but if they don't clamp down on this illegal immigration, they're illegal. They're not migrant workers. They're not anything. They're here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this state, they just passed a deal. They're going to let them have driver's license.
Yeah.
And they keep telling us, okay, that means they're going to have to provide insurance. Well, they won't. I mean, come on. You know, just because you have a driver's license.
Right.
That means I'm going to go down immediately and get insurance in case they pull me over. I was hit by, when I lived in California, hit by a Hispanic who was illegal. He had no insurance. My insurance man just said, he laughed. He said, well, happens every day, he said. And, you know, so there is no recourse. Why would I buy insurance?
Yeah, you're right. There is no recourse. Why would you buy it? Because it doesn't matter. You're not going to get hit with anything.
No. So, in other words, so now you got to add on to your policy to, in effect, pay for somebody who mm-hmm. does not have insurance. And, I mean, I'm not talking about just Hispanics or somebody else. There's plenty of citizens driving around with no insurance also.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like the incidents with that didn't. He just laughed. There's nothing I could do. He said, sue him. I said, why do I pay you insurance? You sue him. He laughed again.
Yeah, he said, we're not going to take the time to do that. Forget that. You must be dreaming.
Yeah. So all of a sudden your insurance rates go up.
Yeah.
And so I'm just very disappointed in that. It's going to be a great weekend for football.
Woohoo!
I'm waiting for it.
I am too.
And so it'd be very nice. But no, I don't know. I just don't understand the president, and I don't understand the Congress anymore. Like I said, then my next last stand is going to be on amnesty for illegals. And I've already fired off letters, but they don't seem to work, so what the heck? You still got to try.
You got to try. You got to try, RC.
You got to keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you'll crack a few eggs. You're not going to get the whole dozen. But maybe if we matriculate through that, that's fine. But no, Christie, in my eyes, are gone. I really have to contemplate Hussein telling me I can't listen to you people anymore.
It's so ridiculous. We live in the land of free choice. If you don't want to listen to people, you tune them out, for goodness sake. You don't need president telling you that. He has a very thin skin.
Okay. They've got all the information they need to know about all of us now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I hope they're listening and send somebody to the door. They'll be fine, Hussein.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure I'm on a few lists too. RC, you have a great weekend. And RC, he was part of the whole nail the score thing. He said the Broncos were going to win this week and they're going to beat Indy 34-28. And we'll see if that comes true or not. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey Ray, what's up?
Hey Kate, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Got off work this evening, and I sat down for a few minutes to watch Letterman before I come out here and hit my shop to do a little woodwork. Calm down. Letterman, Dave let it rip tonight on pretty sure Democrats and Republicans, communists, like these people don't know what the hell they're doing. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. I know the bit you're talking about. I saw just a little bit of that. But, yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's so much. The comedians were having a field day through this whole thing. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this unemployment stuff, hey, I might as well go ahead and file for unemployment tomorrow since I'm working, and maybe I can get some unemployment benefits while I'm working and getting paid.
Wouldn't that be nice? Here, we're going to give you a check, too. Why not? What do you want? Well, just tell us. We'll stroke it out for you. You just tell us what you want.
I'm getting paid by my employer, but I might as well get paid from unemployment, too. You know, it works great for me.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's I don't understand that. That's, man, makes no sense. Because that's, again, more money down the rat hole, more taxpayer money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw something else. Was it Ohio that the girls were held captive for the past few years? And that old boy, that Latino or whatever.
Yeah.
They were passing a law today in Ohio that if you've been abducted, they're going to give you $27,000 a year that you were abducted from taxpayers. And what happened to those people is really sad. But to take taxes and then just, that's three girls, I think it was like 14 years.
It's three girls. It was just about 10 years, and that they were talking they would give them $25,000 a year for every year that they were abducted, and then it would be this law with their names on it, and that's, you're right, that's that they were voting on it, and I think it's going to sail through there. But you know why that is? It's the emotion over the three, and I don't know that I have a problem with the three at all for all the ridiculousness, outrageousness that happened there, and people are desperate to try to help them. But what about moving forward?
Yeah, well,
that'd be crazy, right? I mean, in one sense, it'd be crazy. I don't know, maybe in my twisted mind, I'm just thinking, how many people would try to set up a fake kidnapping? I don't know. I mean, if it's really being pressed forward for other people, how often does that happen, and how many years are people kidnapped? I think it's a terrible, terrible thing. All right, we're changing gears. We're talking about haunted houses, believe it or not, next on America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Booville, I would like to be that person because growing up, I can't tell you how many haunted houses that I've been in, and one of the best in the country, and I've been here several times, been to it several times, Cutting Edge Haunted House. It's been voted one of the best in the country, hit it big with Guinness Book of World Records, and Todd James comes on with us every year to walk us through it. Todd, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Well, you know, I love to ask you this question for people who haven't heard your story before. How do you get into the business of creating this haunted house that has just each year you just hit these awesome bars, you go higher and higher. What drew you into this?
Oh, I've loved Halloween and haunted houses since I was a kid. So I was the kid that had his crazy Halloween masks and costumes and things out in the middle of the summer, you know, running around scaring the neighborhood kids. So, I just started really early and it's just been, I've always loved Halloween. So I don't know what else to tell you. It's just been something I've always been in love with.
Yeah. And see, here's one thing. We talked to lots of entrepreneurs, business people, and the one thing that the people that have had great success in their lives, what the one thing, the common thread is that they had passion for what they did. You have passion for this, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we work on our events all year long. We start in January, just gearing up for October. And you know, if we take too much time down in the winter, my my staff's calling me going, hey, when are we getting started? When are we getting started? So they're, I can't brag enough on the group of people that work with me. A lot of them have been around, you know, 15 and 20 years, and they're just an amazing group. I'm really blessed to be able to work with such a great group of people.
So when you work on this all year long and you come up with ideas, where do you pull your ideas from?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. We kind of keep an idea board all year long, and especially during the season, you know, even, you know, new hires and temporary folks, people will come in with an idea. So we take ideas from anywhere. It doesn't matter. If it's a great idea, it's a great idea, and we use it. That's really helped us grow is just being sort of a, you know, a cornucopia of different fantastic, weird ideas from everybody on staff.
Is there one thing that is your absolute favorite that never changes about your haunted house? The one thing that to you is the best thing that you've done, the most spectacular special effect or something you've done with some of the people that work with you, your staff? What is it that to you is always thrilling?
Oh, well, just pulling the event off every year is amazing in itself. But I guess if we're talking specifically to the event, cutting edge, I think, you know, we stumbled on this darn giant foam hallway thing back in the 90s. You know, we started that in 94. And at the end of the show, you come through a massive hall of foam that sort of engulfs you and is you know, completely intimidating and fun. And, you know, people just come out laughing and it's just, that I believe has been the home run, and it's been a staple of Cutting Edge for, gosh, like I said, since 1994. And we tried to, one year we didn't do it. And man, we heard from our guests plenty that, that was something we ought to keep around, so we've never let it go, and it's been a lot of fun.
All right, the foam hallway, it is very, very cool. What's new this year that you think, we don't want to give away all the secrets, but what's new this year that you think will blow people's minds?
We've built this incredible Gothic cemetery set that's amazing. It's kind of straight out of New Orleans, and you end up going into this old, you know, church from the 1900s, which is fantastic on the inside and extremely well done. And we have, a chupacabra village, which has a ton of chupacabras running around and dinosaurs and a giant snake. And, those are really my two favorite sort of additions and upgrades this year to the show that are, they're amazing looking sets. And there's some crazy props in there. We have a life-size T-Rex and dinosaurs that come out and sort of chomp on you, and it's pretty fun.
Do you ever have anybody, Todd, that goes through that they're just, like, scared to death, they're in tears, and they have to go backwards, and they just want to get out of the house? Does anyone ever get just too scared?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we keep a board full of those people. We tick marks on the board. And every year, you know, we set the goal to beat the year before, and that's super fun for the actors. Are you kidding me? That's a big deal. Yeah.
Right, because it means they're doing their job. And you have, like, a little college. There's a whole process toward actually being hired, right, and being good at this. How do you choose the people that end up working for you and end up acting in the haunted house?
Well, we do a lengthy audition process. It's very Broadway-esque. Every spot for every position on our acting staff is up for grabs every year. You know, just like you would audition for, you know, any live show. Not only do you go through the audition process, we put you through our BOO-U, which is our scary university, to teach you how to, you know, sort of acclimate to the things that we do that we know work really well. So once you've gone through that acting school, then you go through a two-part audition. If you're, you know, picked, selected after the first audition, you come back for callbacks. And then during callbacks, the criteria is much more strenuous. And then, you know, if you make it through both auditions, then you make the cast. So we're pretty picky about our actors.
Yeah. Do you ever do it yourself? Do you ever go through for fun and do it as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. I laugh every time. Every time you scare somebody.
I love that. We laugh. We have a little pick board every time that we scare somebody. Have you ever thought of franchising this out and doing some more haunted houses in other places in the country?
Oh, gosh. Years ago, I thought about it. And, you know, Kate, it takes so much work to pull off, you know, one event or you know, even two events. I don't believe it's a franchisable product because of the amount of work it takes to pull it off and to make the event really, really, really good. So, you know, I'd rather do one or two events and do them really well than do, you know, a bunch of them and have them be kind of mediocre. So, not for me. It's just, I don't think I'd have the energy level to pull it off.
All right, good for you. I was talking about the Guinness Book of World Records, and I know you go back and forth on that. Where do you stand as far as the Guinness is concerned?
Oh, well, we lost the Guinness World Record last year to a group out of Japan. So we are gearing up to get that Guinness World Record back going into next season, the 2014 season. So, we'll have that record back here before we hit 2014, October.
2014. And the actors that you hire, how many, as you said, you have to come back, you get auditions and whatnot. How many people work in the house? How many people do you have in the various spots inside Cutting Edge?
Actors alone, we hire around 225.
Oh.
Full staff's about 425 for the season with, you know, security staff and parking and, you know, all the peripheral things that need to be done. So,
wow, 225 actors. That's a lot, Todd. That's like a full-on Broadway production, bigger than a Broadway production. Wow. So when they come in, of course, part of the whole thing is the makeup and how they're doing makeup and hair and whatnot. Do they learn how to do that themselves? Is that one of the things that they learn at BU?
We have an incredible makeup and costuming departments, so we don't really focus so much on them doing their own makeup because we're really particular about how they look when they go out on stage. So, no, they don't really learn that. We do intern several young makeup artists and some folks that do hair and things like that. So they go through a training process with us, but our makeup artists are, you know, from the film and movie industry. So, I mean, they have really a real high level of skill.
Yeah. How big are zombies now? Because The Walking Dead just premiered for this season and 16 million people watched. You see zombies popping up in commercials. Kids like zombies. Zombies are huge at this point, right?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love a zombie?
Who doesn't love a zombie? Forget the old-fashioned witch. Who cares about a witch or a warlock or a devil? It's about the zombies. It's about the...
Yeah.
Do you have, like, skeleton? Anybody that's a walking skeleton or anything like that?
Oh, sure. We've got skeletons. We've got, we have grim reapers that wander around outside. We've got one of our main characters out, outside for the queue line is skeletal. And then we do sort of a... We have an entire drum line that wears tux, and they play for the crowd outside, and they're all in a skeletal dress. Their faces are all skeletal. They're almost pretty Serpent in the Rainbow-esque, and they wear their top hats and their white gloves, and they get drum solos. And so, yeah, we do that look quite a bit.
I love it. All right, check it out. You cannot miss it. It's in Fort Worth. Just ask anyone for directions. They know exactly where Cutting Edge is. Todd James, have a great season, and it's always fun to chat with you, my friend. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Happy Halloween to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. Uptight and straight-laced, FBI Special Agent Sarah Ashburn is a methodical investigator with a reputation for excellence and hyper-arrogance. Shannon Mullins, one of Boston PD's finest, is foul-mouthed and has a very short fuse and uses her gut instinct and street smarts to catch the world's most elusive criminals. Neither has had a partner, nor a friend for that matter. When these two wildly incompatible law officers join forces to bring down a ruthless drug lord, they become the last thing anyone expected, buddies. The Heat stars Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. When legions of monstrous creatures known as Kaiju started rising from the sea, a war began that would take millions of lives and consume humanity's resources for years on end. To combat the giant Kaiju, a special type of weapon was devised, massive robots called Jaegers, which are controlled simultaneously by two pilots whose minds are locked in a neural bridge. But even the Jaegers are proving almost defenseless in the face of a relentless enemy. On the verge of defeat, the forces defending mankind have no choice but to turn to two unlikely heroes, a washed-up former pilot and an untested trainee. Pacific Rim stars Ron Perlman. TV series out this week include Anger Management Season 2, first season of Defiance, Star Wars The Clone Wars Season 5, and former X-Files star Gillian Anderson in a new British police drama called The Fall.
Elemental forces caused the egg to hatch. From it then came a stone monkey. The nature of monkey was irrepressible.
This week's cult classic takes us back to 1978. Monkey is based on the ancient Chinese legend tracing the origins of Buddhism. It follows the adventures of Tripitaka and disciples Pigsy, Sandy, and of course Monkey on their journey from China to India to fetch the large vehicle of holy scriptures that will save the world. Monkey is surely one of the best shows to have ever been on television. I remember as a kid, I'd rush home and get my homework done in time to watch it each weeknight. I love the classic kung fu, the poorly dubbed into English script, the cool special effects, and what was actually quite a great storyline. And every time that opening theme starts up, it still takes me back to a more innocent time. Mind you, it's kind of weird that it was set in China and the actors were Japanese and it was filmed entirely in Japan. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
All right, Jack, love that cult classic. Funny stuff, no doubt about it. As we roll into the theaters, it is almost Halloween after all, so there's a couple of flicks we're going to look at. One of them is a remake. You might have seen the original starring Sissy Spacek, and it was called Carrie, and Carrie opens with a new young girl in the lead, but it's just an adaptation of Stephen King's very, very, very interesting, I think, novel, one of the best ones he wrote. I didn't actually like the movie, but I liked the book. Here's a little sneak peek of Carrie.
You go to your closet. Tell Mama. Go to your closet. You pray, little girl. Pray for forgiveness.
Let me out! Let me out! Let me out!
All right, so you get the idea there. She's a shy outcast at high school. She's been sheltered by her deeply religious mother. Her mother, Julianne Moore, is there, obviously locking her in a closet to teach her a lesson. Crazy stuff. All right, the next one, and that's rated R, by the way. The Fifth Estate, long movie, 2 hours, 8 minutes. It stars what I think is one of the best actors going these days. Benedict Cumberbatch plays the lead role. He plays Julian Assange. Laura Linney is also in it. You might recognize her, and Anthony Mackie, too, as well. Take a listen.
14 pages in The Guardian, 12 in The New York Times. This is more coverage than all the leaks we have had combined. We're winning an information war, which goes beyond any short-term alliance we have with the mainstream media. You want to throw it all away because you fear that some U.S. government informer might come to harm?
These are human beings, Julian. And their lives are at stake.
What about the lives of the soldiers and the civilians involved in these conflicts? Death squads, unreported civilian casualties, countless incidents of friendly fire. This is information the world needs to know. So the next time you find yourself lecturing me about this organization, please try to remember why I created it and why I hired you to help me.
All right, I think this has potential to be maybe the biggest one at the box office besides Carrie, because the younger set will go and see that. It depends. It's the whole idea of Assange and WikiLeaks there, and that's the little scene where you hear him talking about it, how this has to happen and how emotional he was. I understand he did a great job playing Julian Assange. Our last movie, much shorter than The Fifth Estate, 2 hours and 8 minutes, it's called The Escape Plan, 1 hour 56 minutes, so pretty close. Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger co-star in this one. Take a listen.
I need to get into the isolation area.
Okay.
Good.
That's a favor.
And sometimes favors hurt.
Really?
See what you can do.
All right.
You hit like a vegetarian.
Try this. Right?
What's good?
Look what's coming.
All right, so that's called Escape Plan. And, you know, prison movies, it's one of those kind of things. You either like prison movies or you don't. I don't think anything ever can top, in my mind, Shawshank Redemption. Obviously, this is nothing like that. It's a much different deal where you've got this character who's the world's foremost authority on structural security. And he agrees to take on one last gig, and it's breaking out of this ultra-secret underground prison, and that's how that all unfolds.
How many
and
one last gig movies has Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger been in the last, like, 5 years?
They are so lucky. Are you kidding me?
They just keep rewriting roles for themselves.
They do. But I think that's what I imagine. They call each other up. Arnold, what are you doing? Yeah, let's make a movie. Come on. And so the next thing you know, they're in a movie. And whatever happens with this, they're going to get their bucks out of it for sure. It's probably going to be bigger as a DVD rental or streaming deal, I would assume, than it will be at the movie theaters, especially with all the other things that are out right now, but maybe not.
I still think one of the saddest things I've seen on film recently was the first Expendables movie.
And
I'm not going to ruin a plot line for anyone, I promise. But there's a scene where Sylvester Stallone is running on a dock, chasing after what do they call them? The water plane? What are those
called?
I don't know what they're called. The floor plane, something like that.
Biplane, yeah.
And he's chasing it and running down a dock, sprinting, and it is, you shouldn't be a man in your 60s having an action sequence when you're sprinting. It doesn't work.
No, and they can't cover that up for him either. Yeah, I know the scene you're talking about. So this will be, it'd be interesting to see this one because, I mean, here he's the big honcho breaking out and looks like there's a lot of action in it. So they keep throwing him back in the whole action role.
And it's kind of like the sad thing where when you're pigeonholed as an action actor, when you get older,
yeah, it's tough.
You can't really do much more. I mean,
no.
You know, when you're an actual, you know, legitimate actor, a Morgan Freeman type or something like that, you can, you know, go on and play all these other roles and not just be, you know,
not be the hero, right. the action guy that's kicking everyone's butt. Yeah, I agree. Good observations from Matt Johnson. Thanks for your help, Matt, on the show, and all of you for listening. And if you go to the movies, remember, send us your cheap movie review.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
Body Armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.